Southeastern North Carolina's gang members are likely to wear clothing, jewelry, and tattoos featuring red and blue, gold and yellow, pitchfork and star symbols, and the numbers 5 and 6. This is according to John Paul Guarino, a project manager for the North Carolina GangNet. He says these patients need to be treated with an extra level of security.
Usually when a gang member comes into a trauma facility, what follows is their friends, their gang members, who are wanting to check up on that person. A lot of times it can become very heated between staff and gang members and officers in the hospital and the gang members.
Michelle Guarino, Crisis Unit Supervisor for the Chapel Hill Police Department, adds that gang recognition could help hospitals prevent future violence.
If a person came in for a trauma and the doctor, nurse, or social worker happens to notice there's multiple cuts or wounds on their body to signify that they're a cutter, that would signify that there's something deeper rooted that's going on, and the same goes for a gang individual, someone that has a brand, someone that has a gang tattoo. There's something deeper going on that could be addressed.
The Guarinos recommend that hospitals and trauma centers partner with gang intervention organizations. Currently, New Hanover Regional Medical Center alerts hospital police when treating any violent crime victims. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.